The Missing Sweater. "Mom, I can't find my lavender sweater anywhere," wailed Kathy. "Where can it be?"
"Well, when was the last time you wore it?" asked Mom.
Kathy wrinkled her brow.
I'm not sure. Last Sunday, I think."
"Well, maybe you left it at church. Call the office and ask if anyone turned it in."
Kathy called, but the sweater was not there.
"That's my favorite sweater. I want to wear it to our Sunday school party next Friday night," moaned Kathy.
"Well, you need to go now. It's time for the school bus," said Mom.
We'll keep looking for the sweater. It'll probably show up."
But the sweater didn't show up, so on Friday, Kathy chose something else to wear to the party. When she arrived there, she stared in amazement at one of the girls in her class.
"Melissa," whispered Kathy to her best friend, "look at Marcy. That's my sweater she's wearing."
"Are you sure?" asked Melissa. "Maybe she has one just like yours."
"No way. She couldn't afford a sweater like that. She must have picked it up at Sunday school and just kept it."
"We'll ask her about it," suggested Melissa.
Kathy shook her head. "She'd just lie about it," she grumbled.
When Marcy walked past, Melissa called her name.
"That's a pretty sweater," said Melissa.
"It's new, isn't it? Where did you get it?"
"Thanks," said Marcy. She grinned. "I like it, too. My mom bought it at a garage sale last week."
"I'll bet she did," muttered Kathy. She was very angry, and she told several girls that Marcy had stolen her sweater. When the party ended, Kathy hurried home. She was surprised to find her grandmother there.
"You'll be glad to see what Grandma brought you," said Mom,
and she handed Kathy her lavender sweater.
But where did you find this?" Kathy stammered.
"You left it at my house last Sunday," Grandma told her. Tears welled up in Kathy's eyes.
"I've made a terrible mistake," she said with a sigh. "I'll tell you about it, but first I have to make some phone calls."
Have you falsely accused someone? If you have, be sure to apologize, both to the one you've accused and to anyone else you may have told about it. Remember that hasty conclusions are often wrong. The next time you are tempted to make an accusation, think about God's instructions to be slow to speak and slow to get angry. Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. James 1:19.